Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, you are going to hear session two of the Eight Dimensions of Wellness. This session is around the environment dimension. I hope that you enjoy this episode. Many blessings to you. Welcome to our call today, Trina. It's good to be here with you.
Good to be here with you too, Bev.
Wonderful. So just want to remind you that, you know, we're recording for the podcast and for other training materials. If for any reason, when we get done with the recording, you feel like you don't want the recording shared, that is always an option. So I just want to share that with you so that we can have good trust and safety together. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. So last session, you had mentioned that you might need some breathing before we start coaching. So I just want to check in with you and see if there's anything you feel like needs to be grounded or centered so that you can be fully present and available for yourself and for this call. Yeah.
Yes, I'd love some deep breathing, just a couple of deep breathing moments. And I think that'll be helpful.
Wonderful. So would you like me to just give you space to do that? Or would you like any guidance?
What feels like? You can give me space and I'll do that, and then we can go from there.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you. What does giving yourself space to breathe do for you?
I think it just helps focus my mind, and also it does something for my body, because I feel like I'm pretty much busy and always in go mode. And so what I've learned is the deep breathing helps to just slow things down. And it kind of gets me to a space to where, okay, I can now focus and be in this zone that I need to be in.
Great. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
So anything need to be said or shared in terms of just checking in for progress here before we move into coaching around one of the four dimensions that you picked for prioritization?
I guess, like, since our last visit, I feel like our last session, it was just, you know, a general overview of a little bit of everything with wellness. And I feel like that was a good, like, it just set the tone for where we're headed, where I'm trying to go, what I'm trying to connect on the journey that I'm on, like a real journey in my life right now. Mm-hmm. So that was helpful to talk about, like, kind of like the overview of the different areas. Mm-hmm. And then since that time, I've really, I guess, just been able to continue to move through life as it's happening. And just, I'm being mindful of what's happening in my life and how do I go about dealing with the different happenings? Mm-hmm. There's still, I guess, the present thing, and the thing that's near to me, if I think of like what is happening and what is close, and what's on my mind and what am I busy with lately, it's kind of that environmental piece. It's big right now. I was thinking about that. I'm preparing, you know, for our move. So then my mind is busy, and I am busy with all the pieces of that. You know, I'm thinking about, okay, what do you need to consider with a move? And there's so much. There's the, what do you do with the place that you're leaving behind? Mm-hmm. And how do you close things out? And then there's the, where you're headed. How are you opening things up to, you know, set the stage for what that needs to look like and be like? And so I feel like that's where my mind's at these days. Like, my thoughts are heavily on environment and closing. I think just closing out and looking forward, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So acknowledging you for being mindful, for taking the session that we did previously, okay, carrying that forward. And I'm hearing that the environmental dimension is coming forward for you pretty strong.
Yeah.
You're moving towards something and you're leaving something behind or closing something out. So what's important to you about those pieces of kind of where you're headed and then closing things out?
Oh, that's a good question. What's important about it? It also connects to the divorce that's happening. And so there's a closing of this space and kind of some of the happenings that have gone on in this space, which I'll say the old space, you know, I'll just call it the old space. In a way, even though things aren't finalized divorce-wise, I think it symbolizes, it's like one step closer to finalizing things. And to me, in a way, I feel like it symbolizes closing of a chapter in this way. Like, as we have been in all these years, it's now, it looks like, and it looks like and sounds like closure, you know? And I guess what's important about it, that piece has to happen in that way for forward movement to take mm-hmm. place. Like the moving forward, and what is moving forward? What does that mean in your life now? Well, it's important that I close these doors over here so that I can start to move forward just in a freer way. And I think it symbolizes, like, in many ways, new beginnings, like starting different, starting over, but different, if that makes sense. And so this piece has to happen because it's a great part of how I get to next, if that makes sense, like how I move on. And so if this never happens, right, I feel like I'll just forever, like, okay, I'm still on that roller coaster, or you know, whatever's been going on. So this closure, it's kind of like, no, it's time. It's a part of it. It has to happen in this way. And it's sad too, I guess. Now that I'm talking out loud about it, I'm like, yeah, I have had moments what I'm thinking about with the environment and what am I doing with this environment and going to the next. There are times where I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like, wow, this really means this, you know?
Yeah.
And it feels, I don't even know if there's a word I have to describe like how it really feels. It's just like, I think with the individual that I'm dealing with too, sometimes there's still like, you're on edge. You just never know what is about to happen or come, because that chaos is a part of their life in that way. So a part of me is still living through some of that, like the chaos of it all. And so my hope, I keep going back to your question, what's important? I'll tell you what my hope is that through the closure in this way, and literal, like serious, like movement, physical movement, and out of one space into another, and establishing all things like in a new way and these new beginnings, my hope is that the peace can come, like it can flow in the way that I imagine it. Like I'm over here having all these different thoughts, but that is what's important about this piece, is the peace of my heart, my mind, how I'm living, how I'm doing life, peace with the kids, for the kids. It's moving us closer to that. That's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Kind of neat to, woo.
Yeah. I hear you moving yourself.
Wow.
As you're talking right now, you know, moving through emotions and through what you really want to be experiencing. And I'm seeing, you know, doors closing and doors opening up. So for the sake of our 45 minutes together, how can we support you in this coaching conversation, or what do we need to do in this coaching conversation to support you with closing doors and opening new ones?
Wow. That's really good. I don't know. Like a part of me is thinking like, I don't know if it's like helpful to like a part of me is like to talk about to compare maybe the old versus new, like what is it that's been in the old that's been, I guess, heavy, or what's the right word? Heavy, negative, or had me going in circles, so to speak, feeling like there's no growth. So what is it about that? And then as I look forward to new, I guess, what does that look like? And how do you establish that? Like, how do I plan to make sure that that is what comes into that new space? If I'm, you know, making sense with that.
Let me say it to you this way and see if it resonates.
Okay.
So comparing, like what you're closing the door on, and then what you're opening the door to in the new space.
Okay. Yeah.
How does that resonate with you, if at all?
It does. Yeah, I like that. I like that that way of saying it. And in a way, like you saying it like that, comparing to, I guess, what I'm closing the door, you know, on, and then what I'm opening up to, what door, you know, what am I opening? It's, in a way, I can see that, like I can visualize like a literal space, and here I am, I'm going through that door and I'm closing it behind me. And then I'm walking into something new and opening to enter the new. Like I can visualize that very well. So thank you. Yeah.
So I heard a little hesitation when I first said it. So I want to make sure that you're fully on board, or that we come to an agreement that you're fully on board with. When I say that back to you, is there anything else we need to address and make it feel like it's really your process?
No, I think that was, to me, that's helpful. When you said it that way, I think the way my brain works, sometimes I'm processing and thinking. Okay. I'm slow. I can be very slow, trust that's me. Okay. If you give me a lot in a meeting, I'm that person. And if you want an answer on the spot, if it's a lot of meaty stuff, yes. I'm the person, I'm like, I got to take this home and think. And, right. And maybe research if I need to. Like, I don't have, because I want to have solid answers and not just spit something out at somebody. I'm that person in meetings. Like, some people are really good, like, on the spot. I can be, depending on what it is. But when it's, like, heavy stuff, I'm kind of like, I need to take this with me, take my notes. And, you know, yeah. Somebody might say that's nerdy or whatever, but I could be that way. So I'm listening to you, and then hearing the way you said it, I was thinking about it. And then I got a visual. And that was the neat part, is, like, what the way you said it, that's what popped up in my head about it. I could see, like, myself, here's this old space. I'm walking through that door and I'm closing it. And then I'm traveling on. There's new space ahead. I'm opening the door to walk into that. Like, I can see me just walking right into the new. So it was a good way to say it, because then it made me see myself in that, versus, you know, I was kind of like, oh, the new. And I mean, you just kind of understood what I was trying to say. So that was neat. That was neat. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your process with me. You know, so let me make sure we're truly collaborating here. So thank you for collaborating with me in this way. Anything else we need to think through before we move into things that we're closing the door on, and then things that we're opening the door to?
Trying to think. To me, I think a part of environment, like when you're talking about new space in this way, I feel like just breaking down, you know, maybe addressing like, well, what will I need, or what will I need to do to make the transition, if that makes sense, from old to new, from closing this door to the old and walking into the new to opening that door. So maybe, you know, some things around that too throughout the process.
Absolutely. Thanks for throwing that in there. All right, where would you like to start in terms of closing the door on some things, opening the door to what you want to be experiencing?
Well, I guess I could talk about some of the things I have been taking care of. Like, that feels good to just talk about, what have I done? Like, what am I doing? So with the old right now, of course, packing is happening, like as we're speaking. And then I've had helpful hands, right? I haven't tried to do it all on my own. Sometimes I can be like that. I don't want to inconvenience people. They have their lives, they're busy. And then, you know, I'm thankful. I've really in this season that my going through season, that's what I call it. I promise I won't be here forever. So I love my going through season. That's what I term it. Like that is the name for it now. And so I'm learning that it's okay to be open to help. It's okay to receive that. And so that feels good. That's a part of how do I close? And then how do I open over here is opening my hands to say, thank you for your help and your support. And I, Bev, it's a big lesson in my life right now because I tend to be the person just I'm there. I show up. I got it. I'm doing it. Sure. I'm in your wedding. I'll do the, all of that. Right. And then I'm in a place where it's like, somebody's trying to help me. Oh my gosh. Like I've gotten better at just saying sure. And thank you, you know, thank you for helping or wanting to, or for whatever you can do. It's very humbling. It's very humbling. And it also makes you realize people really love and care about you, right? I think sometimes we think we know that, like, I know my family or my friends or this, but when you like see people show up for you, oh, it feels so good. And so that's been my experience in this season is like, man, I didn't know I needed to receive that, but I'm learning how to do so. And it feels great. And people want to do that, like to know that somebody wants to do that for me and to let them instead of, no, I got it. I'm sure you say, I got it. But what about when I don't have it? It feels nice for somebody else to have it. So that's a huge, you know, part of this piece and what I'm learning how to do and surrender to the packing. So the packing piece and helping hands with that and just anything in general people want to be helpful with. Then there's the, you gotta, okay, and you think about utilities and what we need for living, water, you know, gas, your electricity, all the stuff. And so remembering, oh, that's right. I need to, you know, get these things handled and taken care of on my end in the proper way. And so I've been doing that over the past couple of weeks since our last session, just having my to-do list going off in my head or popping up on my phone, whatever, to remind me, you know, oh, you need to take care of that. Getting things lined up with moving help. Right? Because Lord knows I don't have muscles like that. So like getting that in order and dates lined up, just strategically planning is kind of, that's been a big part of this. And so that's, I feel good. I'll be honest. I feel good that is where I am. And I've taken care of a lot in the past few weeks. So I'm thankful for that. Same thing going to new, same thing. What do I need to start preparing for that to be this space that has, you know, what we're needing, water, electricity, internet service, you name it, all the things that come with a move. So that's been my biggest, I guess, happenings and making sure that I'm checking these things off so that I feel good about walking into the new. And the kids too, like thinking about them and needs and what. So lots of moving pieces, but it's happening. You know, I'm not stuck and I'm not stuck in the way that I'm like, I don't know what, like exactly what to do. It's kind of like I'm learning how to move and flow and not get too overwhelmed, trying to pace myself because I'm juggling like so many things in a day. So sometimes I might not get to all of whatever with environmental changes and wellness, but I make sure that I'm like, okay, checking off my list and trying to get stuff done, you know.
Well done. Yeah, I hear you really acknowledging where you're currently at. I'm curious, what else might you need to acknowledge about how you're currently behaving?
I think as time is moving and it's getting closer, there is that feeling of, oh my gosh, will I be all the way together, right? So there is like sometimes the nerves or whatever thoughts will kind of come in. And I'll just have to kind of, the way I'm dealing with them is, you're on track. Mm-hmm. It's all going to come together. And don't like panic. Don't stay there and panic because you are moving. Like you are doing the things to make this happen. And so just learning how to move through that. I don't know. I think as far as like other wonderings or things that I know will come, and I haven't thought too deeply about it, but since you're asking now it's making me go there in my brain. I don't know. I'm one of those people, I love viewing nice things and saying, oh man, this is a nice space and you did that well. Like interior decorating and design is so not my thing. It's so not, I don't have patience for it, but I know like I have an eye for, I can see that or whatever. So my brain has thought about those things like, how to set up, how do you, you know, make it what you want it to be. And even as I'm talking to you, this is kind of what I'm hearing already. In time, it will be fine. Because I can get all in the moment of, it has to be whatever right now. Like I need it to look like this and be like this. And truth be told, over time, it'll, I think, just become what it's supposed to, you know? Because I really do desire that. Like I desire just fresh, some fresh new type of things. And I know I'll get there. It's not, I know for sure because of what I'm going through, it's not gonna happen right away, but I can get there. So.
What's significant about you reminding yourself about this? I can get there.
Having patience with myself. Hey, having patience because I can be very, I just like sometimes my brain will work about certain things, like the whole magic sprinkles, fairy dust, pop, poof, you know, here it's whatever it's supposed to be. And it's, yeah, like I want it to be like that in my head. And then I've learned so much in life, right? That is not how life works. And it's okay to take your time to allow things to become, you know, what they're supposed to, even in your space. So I think that it'll happen over time. And I just thought of this, like, this is all coming to me as I'm talking right now with you. I might involve, you know, the kiddos with this. And I think that that'll be kind of neat. It'll add their touch and help them to feel a part of the new space in their own neat way. So that'll be fun. Yeah. I just thought about that.
Yeah, and let me acknowledge you for that, because I just saw your energy shift. At first, it was like, oh, I got to figure this out. And now I just almost saw a joy.
Yeah.
Involve the kids and we're going to make it our own space. And it was almost like a smile in my face. And you got lighter as I say that to you.
Yeah.
What comes up for you?
Well, I know that they enjoy, well, especially my daughter, she's like, it's funny what kids, they have some of you and then they have their own who they are. So I love that about her. She is completely different and very fashionable and very, she has an eye for like how I'm saying, oh, interior design, this. She has an eye for that and knows kind of what to do with colors. And I mean, she's very artistic and I love it because I'm like, you have no idea how much you're saving me when I'm stressing over certain things. Mm-hmm. So she'll, this is right up her alley. She'll eat this up, I'm sure. And then my son, he's kind of whatever age and stage and we'll fit him in with whatever comes up. But I'm excited about her because I know she'll get joy from it too. So I think that it's given me joy knowing it'll give them joy. They'll love this. I think it's one more thing to connect us with the new door we're walking into. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to reflect back to you. Like, I hear a lot of what you're walking towards. That's where you wanted to go in. That's what you've been sharing. And so I just wanted to mirror that back to you, that that's where your energy is at, is really what you're walking towards. When you hear me say that, are there any other insights or perspectives that come in for you?
I'll tell you, excitement, like you hearing you say that, it has me excited knowing that's where my heart's at, my mind's at. And what this journey has been about is the forward movement piece, because it's needed. It's needed for a lot of reasons, and they're good reasons. They're healthy reasons. I think that that's what has me most excited, is to just be on the road to health and wellness in a way that I can really apply this in my own life. Like instead of, I've always been in this type of field of work, and it's what I know and love. But then to finally have to acknowledge that, hey, maybe my life hasn't been as healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's moving for you there?
I think, these tears, clearly they need to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's one thing to help everybody and tell everybody and be there for everybody and guide and, you know, lead people. And it's another thing to see it in your own life that, hey, I need this too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the part, like my tears, these tears that come and they seem to come on these sessions. and you're not the only one. They come, period. Yeah. I'm in a therapy session, life coaching session. They are coming and they need to in my life. And I'm embracing the tears. Okay. But I think it's moving for me to recognize and see what I need in my life and do something about it, do the right thing. It feels freeing to be doing the right thing, the healthy thing, the whole thing. I talk about that. And then finally, I can say even in my own life, I've had to do it. You know, and this is what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that's what, when I have these teary moments, I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting the emotions come forward and move. I know that's another one of the dimensions that you brought forward, and we can see how interconnected these dimensions are.
Yeah.
So, what have you gotten thus far in terms of what you're closing the door to and what you're opening the door to that feels useful for you?
I think this far, I'm closing the door to unhealthy boundaries, for sure. I'm closing the door to chaos. I'm closing the door to feeling like I'm supposed to somehow be responsible for someone else's growth in their individual life and their healing and their process with trauma and whatever. Like, that's not mine to do or to try to force to happen.
Yes.
I'm closing the door to, you know, celebrating years of marriage, but then where's the health level and what does that look like? And they don't add up, right? So I get to close the door on that.
Good. I see you even shutting the door. You just moved your hand. So just that visual again.
Yes.
The door is being closed.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And then now what are you opening the door to?
I'm opening the door to a new beginning, creating life, living life in a way that I imagine, even for my children, like just certain things I imagine for their lives and for them to be exposed to, whether it's financially, just emotionally too. How you deal with people and human beings, and how there's a way, you know, to deal with our emotions, even the strong ones. There's still a calm, kind way we can do life. It doesn't always have to be full of stress. So opening the door to peace and opening the door to, you know, this is what we get to create and what it gets to look like. Opening the door to being able to love even that person, and my boundaries don't have to come down. You know, they can, this love can be like this, and none of these boundaries have to be broken. So that feels good to, it feels freeing to, to release whatever I've tried so hard to work on and do and all this. And it's just like, you be free to be you in the way that you want to. And we don't have to be stressed and hurt and all these other things. It doesn't have to be our burden to bear. And wish the best and hope for the best for a person, but with my own boundaries that now look like this. And oh, that feels so good.
Yeah, and even like now seeing the door open and visualizing yourself walking through that door and into all those wonderful qualities of experience.
Yeah.
Like you just said, the peace, the love, the freedom.
Yeah.
And letting yourself feel that all throughout your body and your mind and your spirit.
Yeah.
And with that being said, you know, we've got about 5-6 minutes here.
Okay.
What would you like to move forward in between our sessions from this coaching conversation today?
I would like to move forward with, I think celebrating what has been done to, as I'm closing one door and opening another. So celebrating the steps taken to make that possible. So that's big. And it feels good, like, to, as I'm sitting here talking to you and my mind's going like boom, 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 thinking about all the moving pieces to make all of it become what it's becoming. It feels so good to see the work and to acknowledge, like, you really are moving more than you think you are. Like, sometimes you're feeling like, I don't know, it's a lot. And then talking it out and recognizing, like, no, you really have done all this already, and you're on your way. That feels good. So celebrating that, and celebrating that I'm aware of why this is happening, why at this season and point in my life. It feels great to, what's the saying, like, oh, practice what you preach. You hear that all the time. Yes. You know, you hear people say it and then they're like, that person doesn't practice what they preach. Like, you hear people just talk about people and I'm like, gosh. And so now I'm looking at myself and I really get to say, gosh, okay, yep, I'm walking in what I talk about. I'm walking it out. It takes courage. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit up here and even act like I sometimes don't have moments of I'm overwhelmed with what am I doing? What's about to happen? But more than I'm like that, more than I allow those emotions to stay with me, it's like something rises up in me to say, and here are all the reasons why you're going through that open door. And then that's what gets me back on, yep. Yeah, absolutely. That's why it just kind of helps me refocus. So
I hear that you got this. And it's great to hear you acknowledge yourself, Trina. And so how will you continue this celebration of moving through this season of your life?
You know what? That's such a good question. I think I could do a better job of slowing down and just being in moments when they happen. Like when I accomplish whatever obstacle we made it through, we made it past, like really just celebrating and being in that instead of just like, oh, sometimes my brain's like, it's on to the next, you know, it's on to... Well, what needs to happen? What, you know, it sometimes is just going. But I think I could do a better job of being mindful. Like, just be mindful of what just happened. Like, be mindful that you got that home sold that y'all both were trying to get sold. Yeah, check. Let's celebrate that. Like, that was a long process. And it was a crazy process. And it was, filled with humps, bumps, and so many surprises. It was like the worst roller coaster ride, but I had the best realtor. She was amazing, all this stuff. And so check, it got done. It got close. Like, girl, celebrate that for a minute. Like, yeah. That was a lot of work.
How will you remind yourself to celebrate?
When it comes to my mind, don't rush the thought. Like, don't just dismiss it. Sometimes I can do that. It's like, oh yeah, that happened, whatever. And then I'm on to the next. But just when it comes, just like the thought comes, it's a reminder of what has happened, what has been accomplished. So just sit with it and like think about it, you know, and I need to find time. I'll tell you what I haven't done in a little bit because life and where I'm at and what's been happening. I love to journal. And so I haven't opened up one of my journals and it's been a little while. And so it's moments like these when I pause to think about something good that happened, that journaling helps me to like get it out and celebrate it more because it's an accomplishment. It's huge. So I think just allowing myself, reminding myself if that thought comes, whatever it was that is meant to be celebrated, be in the thought, like be present with that. and don't rush it away, but just be there and do what you need to do to, like, if it's like, oh, I'm going to swing by Starbucks and get a quick drink because I just thought about this great thing and I feel good about it. You know, I'm going to.
I hear you honoring yourself more.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about those words? Or not?
You know, I think you're right. I think I am doing that a little bit more. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing because I need to. And I'm totally, look, I'm worth it, right? All these things we say, or I say to people, and it's just, yeah, that same thing back to me, you know? So I like that.
Wonderful, dear. So in closing here, what do you feel like resonated the most with your heart today?
Oh, I'll tell you the closing, you know, what I'm closing and then what I'm opening. Like, that's the biggest, it's just the way you said it. And I'm sure I'm not, you know, saying exactly right, but I'm closing the door on blah, 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 you know, and then I'm opening the door on these beautiful, wonderful things. That it's something in my head. I just see it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see it. So I think I'm sticking with that because I can see it.
What's significant about the seeing it? Yeah.
It's actually like what I'm about to do and what I'm doing. It's some of what I'm already doing. And then the physical part will happen in a couple of weeks. Like, literally, this is happening, you know, in this way. And it feels great. Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm happy to hear you. It's already happening.
Right.
And it's an honoring and an ownership of, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm creating it now. I'm co-creating it now.
Wow.
Yeah. That's anything else need to be said or shared today?
I don't think so. Like, I think this was really, really, this was good. I'm walking away with a lot, and I can just see it sticking with me with that phrase of what I'm closing the door on and what I'm opening, you know, the door to as I walk right in there. So yeah, it's just really good.
I just want to thank you for how you showed up today. Isn't it amazing? Like, we never know what's going to come through.
It's true. No, it just kind of happens.
And I love, you know, being with you and just seeing what's going to come through today for you. And I'm honoring you and your path that you're on. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it more than you know. So I believe in perfect timing for things. And clearly, this was meant to be. So here we are. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Is this a good place for us to stop today?
It is. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's if you hear hesitation in the client, make sure that you address the hesitation so that you are on the same page and you are collaborating around the agreement, evoking awareness around the agreement, and facilitating client growth. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time. And always remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a legacy of loving.